From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Toyota's making more changes besides moving its U.S. headquarters to Plano. More on that in a few minutes. We'll begin with Michael Hinojosa. The interim Dallas superintendent has moved a step closer to becoming the permanent leader again. Board members yesterday signaled they're willing to forego a national search and could name Hinojosa lone finalist as early as Tuesday. KERA's Bill Zeeble has more.
Hinojosa took over the interim role last June and has done what board president Eric Cowan called a fabulous job since then, getting to know the issues and making key decisions. When Cowan suggested hiring a search firm, a majority of trustees said they were ready to name a lone finalist as early as September 15th, and there's only one applicant, presumably Michael Hinojosa. Board Vice President Miguel Solis explained why his constituents like the choice.
They want stability and they want consistency. And over the course of the past 20 years, we have not provided that to them. The only time that we actually, I believe, did that was under Dr. Hinojosa.
Rena Honey, who leads Dallas's largest teacher organization, says Hinojosa is a collaborative leader who listens to teachers and parents.
He's reached out to many of those stakeholders to get that important information and feedback. For me personally, I think he brings a stability and a calmness that our city and our students and our employees need right now.
Hinojosa had to fire hundreds of teachers during his six-year Dallas tenure because of an accounting failure. He became interim in June after the abrupt departure of Mike Miles. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Now to another leader, Toyota's North American CEO. Even though the carmaker won't open its new U.S. headquarters in Plano until 2017, Jim Lentz has already set up shop in North Texas. He joined Vice President of News Rick Holter for this week's Friday Conversation.
Jim Lentz, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Rick, thank you very much.
What's your take on Texas so far?
My wife and I were one of the first 50 to make the move, and it's been spectacular. Almost every person that has come to Texas, and there are about 250 as of today, they all say the same thing, that the people are gracious, they're very warming, they love the sense of community. It's been fabulous.
When you made that decision to shift the North American headquarters from California last year, there was a lot of crowing from Texans like Rick Perry and some wailing out west about California losing its competitive edge. Why did you move?
If you look at Toyota, we are actually four separate corporations in the United States. There's a sales organization that's headquartered in California. There's a finance organization in California. There's an engineering and manufacturing organization in Kentucky. And then we have a holding company that's in New York. So we needed to get all of our organizations in the same location so that we can continue to make better cars to keep our consumers happy and exceed their expectations.
But you could have done that consolidation anywhere. Why here?
We actually started by looking at the top 100 markets in the U.S. And in typical Toyota fashion, we put together a fairly sophisticated array of criteria. And about half of it was business related, what was best for the company. And the other half was really team member or employee related, what was best for our team members. And when you look at all of those different factors, the Dallas Metro came out on top.
5 years ago, the company hit a rough patch. The Japanese yen was on a yo-yo. You had to testify before Congress because of a recall problem. And the Fukushima disaster hit, disabling some of your plants and disrupting much of Japan. What's the biggest lesson you learned from dealing with all that?
I think in general, it's to make sure that we are a transparent company, both within and without. We are a company that reacts much quicker, and we are a company that really understands the needs of our consumers.
Toyotas have a huge chunk now of the car market, but they're also considered pretty vanilla. You're in Las Vegas right now, where you unveiled a new version of the Prius that inspired this headline in a Wired review, Toyota gets weird. Why go weird?
Well, I would probably take exception to weird. It's in the eyes of the beholder. Today's car is about 6 years old. It's not the most aggressively styled, and we knew that we had to get more aggressive because styling's more important to people. But at the same time, we had to keep that iconic silhouette that we have on Prius. The car sits a little bit lower. It's a better handling, better driving car, better mileage. So I don't think that Prius owners will see the car, and weird will not be the first thing that comes to their mind. Modern and progressive, yes.
I understand an early boss of yours called you too soft. What would you tell him now?
You know, I think it has served me well. I think I've become a much better leader as a result of that. I've developed a much stronger team as a result of that. I think leaders, whether they are managing departments or they're CEOs, they have to be better coaches, they have to be better leaders. And ruling through an iron fist is not the way you're going to motivate younger people today.
So soft is the new strong.
I think soft is the new strong. No one today wants to be managed. People want to be led. And that's a huge change from what it was 25, 30 years ago.
Jim Lentz, North American CEO of Toyota, thanks for taking the time and welcome to Texas.
Thank you, sir. Do appreciate it.
And finally, Dallas Cowboys fans are counting down until Sunday's season opener. After 3 years of going 8-8, the boys won 12 games last season and were one contested catch away from a chance at the Super Bowl. When Gus Contreras talked to fans in and around AT&T Stadium yesterday, two words kept popping up.
Owner Jerry Jones won't say that magic phrase.
Because last year and those recent years, I'm going to keep avoiding it this year.
But fans aren't shying away.
Super Bowl. Those are my only expectations.
We're going to the Super Bowl. Absolutely.
I do believe we can go all the way. I think that we're going to be really good this year, and I think we're going to go all the way to the Super Bowl.
That was Ray Reeder and his son Jesse, and before them, Justin Davies and Catherine Harris. Vegas isn't so high on the boys. The odds makers give them an 18-1 shot to win it all. Catherine Harris, who we heard from earlier, was considering a glittery team t-shirt at the Walmart down the street. She's prepping for a Best Dressed Cowboy contest at church. The prize, $100.
What are you looking to pick up and
anything
show
anything that I can afford, a t-shirt, earrings, anything that makes noise.
She also wouldn't mind a little divine intervention.
I'm praying. I went praying last year. I'm praying. They need to do something.
Church will definitely be over by the time the Cowboys kick off the season Sunday night. Question is, do the New York Giants have a prayer? For KERA News, I'm Gus Contreras.
We've got sunny skies this afternoon, 20% chance of rain through tonight with a high of 92, but overnight low 65 and then tomorrow's high only 82. It's 77 in Dallas, 76 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.